From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Africa, a new generation of filmmakers is making its mark. And for the last 6 years, they've met to critique and discuss their work at the Neighborhood Film Festival in Senegal. From its humble beginnings 6 years ago, the festival has grown into an important event, as NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports.
Le jury a attribué l'ébène du meilleur film d'école à Vieux Samba de Cérémon.
In Hollywood, it's the Oscars. Here in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, it's the Ebonies, where triumphant young directors carry off carved ebony wood trophies at the Neighborhood Film Festival. No long, tearful acceptance speeches, though, after 9 busy months training at the Media Center Film School set up in Dakar by Moussa Gueye, a man who's passionate about everything he does.
We, the Media Center, has become something rare in West Africa. A place, a meeting place, where youth can exchange, where youth can develop their creativity through the use of new technology, and especially film, to give the chance to youth from Africa to talk about themselves, to be able to talk about Africa.
Yet while the African movie industry is nearly 50 years old, theaters in Africa rarely show homegrown movies. Most local cinemas offer a steady diet of martial arts kick flicks and Indian musicals. African films are almost exclusively the reserve of film fests like the Neighborhood Film Festival in Senegal or FESPACO, the prestigious continental movie festival held every 2 years in Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso. Senegalese student filmmaker and editor Angèle Diabang-Brenner says the new generation of African cineasts is rethinking content and style.
The old-style calabash films, as we call them, the idyllic African village scenes, belong to another generation. We want to show a modern Africa, still with its traditions, yes, but it's not all about huts and villages anymore. We want to show the beauty of Africa as well as the dirty side and the hardship.
During the week-long festival, at different venues here in Dakar, hundreds of moviegoers watch 30 films in competition, including the work of first-time directors. And they turn their attention to serious subjects: mental health, paedophilia, child labor, female genital excision, alcoholism, and gambling. Heated debates among mainly young, enthusiastic audiences followed late-night screenings. Among them was Angèle Diabang-Brenner, one of last year's film graduates. She says the sky's the limit.
Why not? There should be no limits just because we're African and we're poor. After all, Steven Spielberg isn't any better than us. He's human too, made of the same flesh and blood. He's a thinking being who does great things. Why shouldn't we do the same as African filmmakers?
Music to the ears of Moussa Gueye, founder of Dakar's Neighborhood Film Festival. Many African film students still learn their métier abroad, but Gueye is delighted with the new generation of young directors.
It is very exciting. They do not have any more that mirage where you have to go out of Africa to become something. They know that they have an audience here.
Surveying the new crop of promising filmmakers after the award ceremony, Gueye says he's encouraged because they feel they can now make their living in Africa. He says the continent needs their spirit, energy and creativity to continue to explore what's important to Africans on film. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Dakar.